was anything but a man. Some people piss me off, make me mad as hell. They don't care who they're hurting. I would rub that they're jerking out from under somebody else. It gets under my skin.
Welcome to the PA Podcast. We have a special edition, the Thinning the Herd edition, with Melissa from our group on Facebook. Take a listen. And Melissa.
Yes.
Give us your first thin. We're ready.
My first thin. Let's go for dumbasses.
Okay.
Okay, dumbass. Dumbass applies to anybody that can pull up to a four-way stop and not know how, or understand even, how this works.
Exactly.
That's a dumbass. Another dumbass. The lady at Walmart. So there's a lady at Walmart, and every time that we go in there, and I really shouldn't go in there. I don't even know how to describe. Well, you ever had somebody to like kind of follow you, and they put their eyes on you, and they walk the same way that you walk, and they do the same thing? I think there's something wrong with her, but anyways, yeah. So she has to go. We're done with
Lady
people like
Walmart,
that.
Lady of Walmart, out of here.
Yeah, we've got to go.
Just the one?
Oh, I'm pretty sure most of them. Most of them are
you know
out
what's,
here.
Okay, guys, you know what's really sad? I used to work for Walmart.
Oh, no.
Now how do you feel?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, but believe me, I can fully appreciate and sympathize. I know the fucktards I used to work with.
I'll bet you're at least in the background of one of those pictures on the internet. The people of Walmart.
You know, I probably am going, looking horrified and going, what the fuck? Because believe me, there were plenty of times when I'm like, how did you leave the house looking like that?
It gets worse.
They have no mirrors.
Hey, well, just tuck your boobs into the boxers and head on out.
Oh, serious. Oh, my God. You just said that. Made me think of this girl one day. She could have only been 18 to 20. She was fairly young, but she was heavy. She was probably good 250, 275. And she was wearing an ass peeker miniskirt and a tube top.
Nice.
Are you sure you don't live around D.C.?
No, but we have plenty of hoopties around here that it's just like, why did you come out of the hills again? Go back, please.
Well, it's horrible. I always tell John, always keep the lights on and the people won't bother us because they're like cockroaches.
They scatter.
They just... Ugh, if your lights are on, they don't bother you. But as soon as you cut the lights off, they're walking around your house and they're looking at your stuff. And it's horrible here. The people are just the nerve. And you're like, how in the hell could you really? My yard, my things, get away. And even in Walmart, it's horrible. I once, sitting in the parking lot in our car, and I was waiting for John to get, I think he was getting a prescription or something. And I was sitting there and, it was like this really fat lady, and I think she couldn't be any older than 30. And then there was like this 89-year-old man, and he was just kind of, it was like a race for one of those scooters that they have sitting out front there, and I really thought it was going to come to blows, and it was horrible. And then that's kind of the theme, though, is you see all these little old people hanging on to their walkers, going around the store, you know, trying to get the stuff. And then you see these really young, obese people on these scooters driving around the store like nothing's wrong. And I'm like, something, you should be walking. You should be riding.
Exactly.
Obese scooter stealers are out of here.
Out of here.
Out of here.
Got to get rid of them.
out the door.
Yeah. So we have the teen mom group in the neighborhood. They have to go. We're done with them, so apparently they can't find anything better to do. You know, like, we have a metro bus, and we have a whole train system and a whole city full of stuff to get into, but We have a group of teenagers who walk around with their babies, like accessories. So I've been trying to get rid of them forever.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're getting rid of them.
Out of here.
Out of here. Yeah. It was bad enough when they had the little purse dogs, you know, but now that it's chic to have a baby, that's, oh, God.
Yeah, that's craziness.
Now, I wonder if there's a market.
A baby's a commitment, not a accessory.
Exactly.
You could almost market that, like one of those little purse carriers, and you could just take your kid and walk around with your kid under your purse carrier. And, you could probably make a lot of money off of that.
Hey, people write that down.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, just leave a little hole for them to stick their head out and get some water or something.
I made it.
Just between that and people that smoke with their kids in the car. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. No
you
way.
Can smoke all you want. Don't do it with your kids in the car.
Yeah,
my mom.
Yeah, don't expose the kids.
Right. What's up with that? It's like, you know you're killing yourself. You want to kill your kids, too? It's like, out of here.
I have memories of just growing up, and I have asthma, mm-hmm. and it's horrible. And I think maybe I was 3. And my own mom, she smoked a lot. And she would throw us in the car to go to the emergency room, because I'd be having an asthma attack. And she would be smoking, and I'd be in the passenger seat, because back then you could just throw your kids wherever they fit. Mm-hmm. And she'd be smoking, and I'd be like, I can't breathe. And she'd be like, shut up! And, you know, blowing smoke in my face. Yeah, so.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, since we're doing moms that do stupid things, let's piggyback that with that story you posted earlier about the mother who hacked into the school district to change her kids' grades.
Oh, that was horrible.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she hacked in, and now she's going to prison for hacking her children's grades to make them better.
Yeah, why don't you make your children stay home and study and do their homework?
That's what I said. I said, couldn't you just make them earn it the hard way? Make them say, I wouldn't do it.
And the really stupid thing is the one grade she changed was from a 98 to a 99.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she thought that one through.
Not really.
You think?
I'm just like, what the hell? Are you that worried? Are you trying, you know, maybe she thought nobody would notice. Oh, if I just take it from a 98 to a 99. I don't think anybody really fucking cares. It's just one damn point. You'll get over it.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, how crazy is that?
She's not going to Yale now.
Wow.
Mothers that hack in to change their child's grades. Out of here.
Well, she is. She's going to prison.
Exactly. And that's a thinning we didn't have to do. It took care of itself.
Well, yeah.
Sweet.
That's kind of nice when that happens.
I
wait for that to happen. I do that on purpose every year. We live kind of out in the country. And every year when we go, they have a county fair. And, you know, of course we have to go because the kids are, you know, all their friends are going. And I will sit at the gate and I will watch people come in and I'll just be like, he's going to get arrested and he's going to get arrested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we get the freaks out at our county fair, too, and it actually happens like one exit down from me. That's where the horse race track is and at the Del Mar Fair, and they have that's where they have it. And, yeah, man, you see some creatures come out. They're like, man, where'd you come from?
It's like a Walmart family reunion.
It is. A lot of mullets. See, a devil, a lot of mullets. And I'm just talking about the women.
Walmart family reunion. I love that. So
that's basically what it is. So that and today we went to Target. That's the stuff up. We listened to this guy talk about his wang for about 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
We were just like, what the hell is he talking about? And then finally his motions is what gave it away. He was grabbing at himself, I guess, and he was just
no.
Yeah. Well, John and I have a game that sometimes when people are having really awkward conversations that will start filling in the words of what they're saying. It's horrible. But yeah, I have to. People who brag about the size of their wangs have got to go.
The waggers out of here.
The wangers out of here, yes.
Hey, I got to take one step back to the county fair. I got to thin those carny guys. They're guys that are about 5'2", and they're like, hey, step right up, $3, $3, win a prize, yeah. I mean, those people scare the hell out of me. they usually have like 4 fingers on one hand, 6 on the other. I don't know.
Yeah, they were probably bred in a cesspool or something somewhere.
Then the herd.
My dad said, those are the kind of people that got scraped off the wall and put in the baster. So that's what he would call people like that. So
great.
Nice.
That's what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Around my dad. Yeah. He came up, he could tell you some really, you know, he's a sick, his humor is sick, I should say. He's the one that, you know, would run around the house and talk with his butt. Stuff like that. You know, he used to, if I had baby dolls laying on the bed, he would put cigarettes in their mouth and,
oh my God.
Yeah. So, or, you know, I used to have a ton of Cabbage Patch dolls because I guess that was a big thing over here. And, he used to hang them from the railings. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, that's what we grew up with. But yeah, he used to say things like that. He'd say, those are the kind of people that got scraped off the wall and put in a baster.
Oh, nice.
We might have to do a second interview and bring Dad in on that one.
Oh, when he's well enough, we'll drag him in.
How's he doing?
Better. You know, he's not quite where he needs to be, so he's just going to have to work on it. He's stubborn. Doesn't want to change his ways, so, you know, he's just going to have to adapt, and he'll figure it out eventually. So that's what I told him. I said, look, you're either going to get better and figure this out and take care of yourself, or time comes, you're just going to go on my best glad bag out on the curb Tuesday morning come the trash truck.
Oh, Dad, out of here.
Whoa.
So, I love him, but yeah, that's what we told him. He's either going to fix it or you're dead. So.
Well, that's pretty plain language.
I shouldn't know what else to say to him. He's just getting old.
Get it done. Get it done or goodbye. Oh, geez.
Well, if he's lucky, I might get some of that, what are those Glad Flex packs they sell? Oh, <God. laughs>
You need the class.
Well, he is your dad. You should go brand name for your father.
Oh yeah, none
at
none
the
of
very least.
Yeah.
It's okay. He'll laugh when he hears this. I swear.
Oh God.
That's fun.
So, okay, well, Melissa, you're pretty much the closest to Tag. So if he doesn't quit putting butter on his steak, then you got to go down there for cleanup too.
Clean up on Isle Florida.
You better watch out. I heard clean up down there lately is pretty messy.
Yeah. One thing I can tell you, I don't eat faces, okay? That's Miami. I'm not that far down. Yes, I'm not a zombie. I am not a zombie.
Stay away from the bath salts, Dag.
That's right.
It's up here, too, I think. I think I posted an article about it. It was a man who had an international student in his house, and he ate his brain and parts of his heart,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think I remember that one. Didn't he send the parts to – didn't he ship those to people? Or something.
I think that was Canada.
That's a Canada. That's
oh, that's a Canada guy. Yeah, yeah.
That's a porn star. Yeah.
That guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's. Yeah. And there's some. Yeah. Some...
Okay. All the people eaters are out of here.
Eating
people eaters. Out.
People eaters out of here.
Out of here.
What happens more frequently than people know? Well, we worked in the prison system for a little bit of time, And there's quite a few people in there for that offense.
Really?
Fluvanna County, Virginia. Fluvanna County Women's Correction Center.
Hmm.
So, and Susan Smith was there for a while.
Ah.
And you didn't thin her while you were there? That must have taken monumental restraint.
Well, we have plexiglass in between us.
Thick.
That's probably a good thing. There's some pretty big women in there. They just kind of tower over you and look down. They could thin me. But there's a lot of people who go to prison for that, for eating dead people.
Ugh.
Jeez. Oh, that's weird. Out of here.
Something, right?
Out of here.
Yeah.
Out of here.
So, yeah, we're just between that and you know, all the political nuts around here lately.
Oh, God. When election time starts coming around, it's just like, I wish I could just block political on Facebook. I mean, I can't, you know, these people, they post stuff they can't even possibly believe is true. I mean, it's just like these facts that are just so warped, and both sides do it. And I just, those people are out of here.
Never underestimate stupidity.
Oh, yeah. This
well,
is true.
I tell you, if you want change for America, you vote for Ross Perot, and you'll be fine. That's what I tell everybody. You vote for Ross Perot, we'll have a new America. So they're just like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, exactly. Bye. So.
Sweet.
But yeah, we have quite a few of those in our neighborhood. I guess we live, half of them are very conservative, and half are very liberal, or, you know, like, you're either a Republican or a Democrat, and people are always like, where do you stand? What are you? And I'm like, nothing. I'm not anything.
I'm a human.
So I'm like, I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to vote. But, yeah, so a lot of those, I'm ready to push those agenda pushes out the door, so we're done with that. And
yeah.
We've had a long year. We've had a lot of thinning to do.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
So, we're not even,
we've only started.
Yeah. Well, I've had my list ready since elementary school.
Well, Melissa, I mean, you know, you talked about having to leave the lights on so the cockroaches don't come around your house, but at least you got a nice neighbor that helps keep an eye on you, huh?
Oh, the cross. That light's always on.
Tell us about that.
Well, I have a neighbor. He believes in God a lot. It doesn't fit well. I guess I'm agnostic. So, you know, I'm just kind of like, well, if there is, there is. If there isn't, there isn't. Fine, whatever. Right. And so it's very, it's awkward. So when we moved in and he found out that, you know, we didn't really go to church or celebrate or believe in anything, he erected a cross in his yard. It's wrapped in Christmas lights. And he turns it on every night as a beacon to the lost and hopeless. Yeah, a beacon.
Yeah,
man. I'm guessing, you know, that's us. We're lost and helpless. So, yes, he knocks on the door. He's always over here. He won't come over here when John's home, but he will come over here when I'm by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to answer with the shotgun one time, man.
Yeah,
just once.
Once.
Just have it. Yeah. Oh, I was just cleaning my gun. What can I do for you?
Well, you know how I got rid of the Latter-day Saints. I answered in a towel. They didn't come back to that.
Meh. Yes, I like to talk. Yes. Oh.
Yeah, they're kind of like, how are you,
thank you.
In the shower? So, yeah, if you answer the door in a towel, they won't come back. They won't bother you after that. This one, he's persistent. We even got in a debate over guns one time because I have them. I hunt. I enjoy it. I've done it, you know, from an early age. My grandfather took me out, and I got hooked after that, and we have a gun, and it's kind of mounted over back where the TV and the shelves are, and, you know, where everybody can see it. If you walk in my house, you know we have a gun. And he, you know, he said, you need to take that to the sheriff's department and have them lock it up so that, you know, it's kept safe. And then when you want to go hunting, you can just go sign it out from them.
Yeah, I don't think so, Ace. You're peeking in the windows.
Like, I'm going to mount that sucker in my van for everybody to see. It's horrible. So living next to him has been quite an experience. It's not the person that we used to live next door to was a quiet old lady from Florida who, you know, if you went in her yard, she'd shoot you. So this is a change.
A quiet old lady that would shoot you if you went into the yard.
Well, yeah, she was quiet until you mess with her. And just, yeah.
Nice.
She'd thin some herd.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd have any regrets doing it either.
It doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it.
So, but yeah, we have lots of third. You guys should come up here. We could really thin some people out.
Now, you were talking about his light up cross. Does your community not have any rules about that sort of thing?
You know, I really don't know if there's an HOA here. I kind of thought maybe there would be because it is a neighborhood. But he's got his light up cross. The people next door, they have their home business. That's what we call it. They're chemists. Yeah.
Chemist, huh? Hmm.
They're freelance chemists.
We'll call them chemists. You know, we've got some people around here, they have their cars just kind of sitting in their yard, rusting away. So we live in like a quintessential white trash wasteland. So that's what we have. But yeah, I don't know if there was really anybody that you call to get rid of that. We have a kind of like a little herd of gypsies. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you, and we've had a lot of fun with that. They just, you know, it's a house and they have a lot of tents around the outside and they sit out under the little, you know, like one of those little pop-up tent things and they get stoned and they don't really bother anyone.
They have tents up?
They sleep outside in tents around a house.
Really?
Yes.
They have a house and they sleep in a tent outside the house.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. We haven't figured out who sleeps in the house yet because they're all outside all the time.
Wow. Okay. I understand that. No.
We don't either. We don't try to make. We're just like, oh, that's nice.
Long as
still seems like they're better than the cross guy.
I would rather live across from them.
Oh yeah.
Okay. There you go.
So, at least if you get too aggravated, you could probably just step out on your doorstep and get a nice contact high.
There you go.
So, cross guys, just drugs are bad and alcohol is bad. And I told John, I said, one night I'm going to take his wife out and I'm going to get her so drunk that she's going to have to crawl up that doorstep to get into the house.
Nice.
He was like, you shouldn't do that. You know what it would start. And I was like, what? World War III.
So how is the wife? Okay, do you talk to the wife? I mean, is she
she's a little off. I think she's just it's kind of like if Tom and Katie were about 40 years older and about 100 pounds fatter, that would be them.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's probably just beat down her self-esteem to nothing.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, she didn't, you know, we try to talk to her and stuff like that. I'm not really allowed to anymore because
you're a heathen.
Yeah, I'm a heathen. Well, when we got our internet service switched over and when I went to go set up my network, I put it under Black Magic Woman.
Nice.
Nice, very
so,
nice.
Yeah. Well, not a voodoo thing, but, you know, just
the song.
Yeah, just for fun. I was like, oh, what's a Santana song? If anybody asks what that's about, we'll just tell them that we really like Santana. And so, yeah, but after that, he, you know, if he could tie me to that cross and burn me alive, he'd probably do it.
Yeah, he should just see if you weigh the same as a duck.
Yeah, a duck with mayonnaise on it.
And butter.
But yeah, with mayonnaise on it.
And butter.
And butter. Dag likes his duck with butter.
Dag likes his butter.
Yeah, tag margarine is out of here.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be real butter.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah. Well, you know, they used to feed margarine to turkeys to make them fat for slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I eat butter.
So
instead of margarine.
Yeah, we eat butter too. Ironically, it's cheaper.
Yes.
Hey, butter tastes better. There's
butter
no,
tastes
no
better.
Doubt about margarine. It, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, margarine. Out of here.
Yeah.
Get the margarine out of here and ducks with mayonnaise.
That's I mean, right. Ducks with mayonnaise. Out of here.
I mean, I once asked Tag how much, you know, butter he puts on his steak, and he said, "What do you mean? All of it."
I thought he meant all the steak, or oh, he meant the whole stick.
If we ever cook for Tag, we have to put a whole stick on top of his plate.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll just make a plate for him and just put 4 sticks of butter on it.
There you go.
Oh, geez. When I was younger, we had this couple that would come over. My parents went out of town to like babysit us, just kind of moving to our house, and they had 2 little girls. And they set the one girl at the table in her, like, you know, in some sort of like a booster chair. And she'd reached across, and when we walked into the dining room, she had already downed like half a stick of butter and just had it gripped in her hand. Mom was trying to take it away. She's like, "Nah!"
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, God.
They used to put my brother on one of those, you know, high chairs that would hang off of the table. Mm-hmm. And whoever was sitting across from him that night, it was their job to push it off. We were horrible little kids, but yeah, that just made me remember that. I was like, oh wow, that's kind of random. But yeah, we used to be sitting at the table, and whoever was across from him that night, we would have to reach under with our feet and push it off the edge.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. You know, you grow up with all boys, it makes you hateful.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we used to hurt each other. So I'm surprised we're not thinned out by now. Wow, how are you still standing? You know, my grandparents never really, never stopped us from, you know, if we got in a fight, that was it. Like, you're going to fight until you figure it out. And, you know, my grandfather used to stand there and just watch. And we'd be on the front
line.
Survival
of the fittest.
Yeah, pretty much. He's just like, you'll figure it out. One of you will get your tail whipped, you know, enough to where you won't bother with it anymore. And so he used to stand on the front porch, and we'd be out in the lawn, and we'd be fighting. It was like our own little fight club, you know, and the neighborhood kids would come and rally around, and everybody would be chanting for who they wanted to win. And, yeah, I had a pretty screwed up childhood.
Oh, my God, you just made me think about something from when I was a kid. I was over at my aunt and uncle's house, and their kids were nasty little kids. They were just, they were bullies. They were horrible kids. Well, my cousin and I are only about 6 months apart in age, and she had started a fight with this other kid in the neighborhood, and the kid was kicking her ass. Well deserved, too. And my aunt's like, you have to jump in and help her. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't fight for stupid people.
Nice.
I'm like, she's the one that wrote the check her ass couldn't cash.
Yeah.
And I was about 8 at the time, maybe 9. And my aunt's going, you have to jump in and help her. I'm like, no, I don't. I just sat back and watched her get her ass kicked.
That's what you do. It builds character.
Yeah. Hey, I've learned more from getting my ass kicked than beating anybody else up in my life. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think my grandfather ever had to lay a hand on us because we beat each other.
Yeah. Did the job for him.
Yeah, we made it easy.
Exactly.
So,
well, seeing as though we're kind of thinning family right now, my oldest sister, Jamie, out of here for what she did to my second oldest sister. I'm the baby of the family, but my parents wouldn't let Jamie go see The Exorcist, you know, when it came out in the theaters. But my aunt came by, and my cousin was closer to Susie's age, so picked up Susie and ended up taking him to The Exorcist. And Jamie was really angry and could be really vindictive. So they slept in the same room at that point in time. Jamie goes to the lamp, you know, that you can turn on by the light switch, and unscrews the light bulb. Then proceeds to get under the covers of my sister's bed, but then down kind of on the wall, you know, on the edge of the bed. So Susie comes in, you know, from just seeing The Omen or The Exorcist, and, you know, tries to turn on the light. It doesn't work. So what do? You do the run and jump thing, you know, into bed, you know, make sure nobody grabs your leg, you know, before you make it there, you know, because they're still pretty young. So Jamie doesn't do anything right away, lets her settle in and get comfortable. Then from the side of the bed, just in, under the covers, reached up and just grabs her ankle without saying anything and held it until my parents both came in the room. I mean, and didn't let go until like my dad was pulling her away. And then Jamie let go. I mean, my sister was traumatized for years after that.
She was pissed off. She would see that damn movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's mean stuff right there.
When we were kids, they used to send us sniper hunting. No, not sniper, but snipe.
Snipe.
That would be
sniper.
Neat,
snipe hunting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they used to send us snipe hunting, and they used to put someone down just far enough in that, you know, you couldn't see them. And we were so stupid. And every summer we would go down there, and we'd get scared every year. But, yeah, they used to send us snipe hunting. And then one year my uncle, he was down there hiding behind the tree. We were down there, here, snipey snipe. And he jumps out, and he goes to grab me, and he grabs the back of my pant leg or something, my short leg or something. And I fell face first into a tree root.
Oh.
And, yeah, I lost my teeth. So he's got to go.
Uncle is out of here.
Out of here.
Out of here. But your parents were pissed.
Well, they thought I was funny looking. They got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, I don't think Dad, who hung her Cabbage Patch dolls, is gonna get all that pissed.
Dad.
Well, I was
Dad.
Just thinking, you know, having to take the kid to the dentist and all that crap. That gets expensive.
Yeah, I don't, that was a story all on its own. I had to go get the rest of the teeth that were stuck in the gum removed. They had to cut them out, so they put me to sleep. And, I woke up midway through and punched the dentist. So everybody always tells that story. Remember the time where you hit the doctor in the face? And I was like,
hey, well, I think, you know, every one of us respects Zach, because for all I'm concerned, dentists are out of here.
Out of here.
Nobody likes the dentist.
No. Poor guys.
I don't like them.
And gals. Yeah.
Well, until they put you on the gas, then it's okay.
That's what my kids say. I like going there. They have the gas stuff.
Yeah, going to the dentist is such a gas. I mean, really.
So.
Oh, jeez.
But yes, that's kind of, yeah. I think, well, all of us probably now have a lot of stories that we could tell like that. If somebody did half of the things to us, you know, that were done to us, to our children, it wouldn't.
We'd be in jail. Today you'd be in jail. Jeez, I mean, you know, we survived. I don't understand all this crap. I mean, man, I don't remember wearing a seatbelt at all when I was a kid. We'd be jumping around in the back of the car.
Right, right.
And, you know, if I tell mom, turn around and be like, hey, sit down and shut up, whack.
That's right. We floated in the seats. We drank from garden hoses. And, by God, we're alive today. It's like so much.
That's kind of how it used to be.
We had cribs with drop-down sides, and we survived.
Yes.
Well, I think that's because, your parents probably checked on you. I'm pretty sure. I didn't live with my own mom very long, but I'm pretty sure it was a lot like train spotting. My kids all had drop-down side cribs. I checked on them. I don't understand. Lazy parenting has to go. That's out of here. People don't.
Out of here.
Go in and check on. Just check on your fucking kid. Make sure they're still breathing or something. You know, they've got these television monitors now, and I'm like, what the hell can you see from a television? If that was for my child, and I put a television monitor in there to watch them, they would do whatever they could to roll away from it. I'm pretty sure that at least my second oldest son, by the time he was a year old, probably had a screwdriver in his crib somewhere to figure out how he was going to get out of there. Because he was, we don't even know, before he even learned how to walk, he could get out of the crib. Like, I'm going to do you like they used to do me. Put that thing over on top. You can see it from the underside.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, that was our babysitter. That's how, you know, couple of us, if my mom had to work or go out and drink or whatever she was doing, and
just a lot,
whatever relative was watching us, they would get like four or five of us, and they'd put us on the floor and flip the playpen over on top of us, and put us in front of the TV.
Hey, at least I got the TV in front of you.
It was baby jail.
Yeah, it's like, well, could be worse. Until someone shits. It's all over.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all over when somebody shits. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, no, I've found that, you know, when I've had to take care of, like, friends' kids, Nickelodeon is a hell of a babysitter. Just click that on and, you know, they got locked them in pretty good. Yeah.
That Disney channel sucks.
I just have to talk him into watching, because there's like more than one of the little kids' channels. It's just like, hey, how about SpongeBob there? And they're like, SpongeBob's not cool anymore. I'm like, oh, come on, SpongeBob's cool.
That's what my daughter says. If you watch that for more than an hour, you'll get dumber. And I'll say, there's no hope for them anyways. Let them watch what they want.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, the boys will watch it for hours. I think The Hub has been the best thing so far, because it has a Batman. Like, if you wait until later at night, you watch it, and they have, like, the old Batman, like, with the flashes and the bang.
The kapow and the bang. Oh. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that's, and
I grew up with that,
Yeah, Brayden will watch. He will wake up, and he will watch it. So if it's on TV and he hears it, he's like, snap.
Yeah, no, that was a great show. You know, and it's like just something you just couldn't reproduce today. You can't do cheesy 70s stuff, you know, you just can't recreate it.
And it was so fun back then. Man, yeah. In its day, it was really fun.
Yeah, we watch a lot of older TV. We don't really watch anything new. We watch MASH and Little House on the Prairie when Haley's not home, because she says it's shit.
My sister made me watch that every time, or like when it was prime time. We always had to watch that, and I was like,
my uncle always, he makes fun of the little bucktooth girl.
Laura.
Yes.
Oh, I know them all. Trust me. I was forced to watch that stuff.
First run, right?
Oh, yeah. Prime time.
Well, yeah, they sell it now on DVD.
This was the dumb thing. My mom would always let us watch the first half of that show, and then it was bedtime at like 8:30. When it was first on, I was like 4 years old. It's like 8:30 was bedtime. It's like, but the show's only half hour. I don't care. Go to bed.
I need a
break. We were only ever allowed to watch that first half, so I never know how anything worked out at the end.
It's just like, what happened?
What happened?
This is not fair.
And there's always some sort of drama, so you just kind of figured life was like that. You're just screwed, you know, as a kid, you know. They never actually showed at the end where Mr. Ingalls teaches him, you know, he just gives this last little speech about how they did the right thing. And
yeah, you know, I had to find all that shit out as an adult. You know, my childhood years, I was just thinking shit was just always fucked up.
That's kind of how we were. I think I gave my grandmother a really hard time one day. I was like, hell on wheels. And we used to watch Megilla Gorilla.
Nice.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was my favorite show. I loved it. It was, you know, I was like, oh, I want one of those. I want that kind of toy. You have to find it for me. I want it now. And, yeah.
What's
so,
Oompa Loompa?
Yeah.
I want it now.
Yeah, I got like that for a little while during my childhood. And I was really bad one day, and my grandfather came home and he said, you were so terrible. And I was like, yes, what? And he was like, you were so terrible that on the way home, I was like, what? What on the way home? You were so terrible on the way home, I ran over Megilla Gorilla.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh. Dude, I'm learning some parenting skills here between your dad and grandpa. Oh, my goodness.
It was tough. So, yeah, from that day on, I was like, I love you, Grandma. Don't kill him. Between that, yeah, we learned. I think the traumatizing works better than this new age. What do they call it? Like some... There's a name for it where you have to.
Yeah, it's called the
wussification
of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Everybody's a winner. Nobody's a loser.
That's right.
Everybody gets a trophy.
I don't get a trophy? Damn.
That's right, because you're a loser, kid. Maybe if you played a little better, maybe you practiced in the offseason, then you'd get a trophy, pal.
I did this for a trophy. Some bitch.
Here's a ribbon. Now go beat it.
Yeah, that's kind of. Like, you wanker. Yeah, we used to get that a lot when we were kids. You're like, wait, didn't we win? No, you sucked. We never got shit sugar-coated. Not for us. It didn't work out that way, you know.
That's how it should be.
I have my trophies in a box down in the garage, and you know what they all say? First place.
That's so like something my grandfather would have said.
Okay, there is one exception I'll give that, BK,
mm-hmm.
at the Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
They always tell all the kids that they're winners.
Yeah,
and that's important, and that's the only time it should be an exception.
My sister's a special ed teacher, yeah. And before she moved to Missouri, she lived in L.A., and I actually went up and helped coach. She got like a kid that she was supposed to coach or whatever. So I went up and, you know, gave him any sort of advice I could give, you know, got him pumped up and, you know, he did okay, but we were there at the finish line, give him a big hug and stuff, and it felt just good. I mean, they were so happy just to be out competing, you know. I mean, it was good. It was a real nice feeling.
I have a cousin that help with that every year. Her brother has special needs. Mm-hmm. And, I think he had a brain injury when he was born, and they help with that every year. So, and they always, you know, he's really good. He has a lot of confidence. He has a lot. This past Thanksgiving, he walked up and grabbed my breast and held them for about 2 minutes straight.
Nice.
So, yeah. And that was the first thing that came out of my mouth. The Special Olympics are a real confidence builder, aren't they?
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's winning.
Winning.
Exactly. Winning.
Oh, it's all horrible. But yeah, we'll probably help. You know, we try to help. I'll probably send Haley out to help with stuff like that when she gets a little older.
Yeah. Yeah. I help kids like that as well myself. So.
Well, he's an IT guy. It's a little bit different, but pretty close to the same.
Oh,
yeah, we had thought about putting our youngest in that. We're like, oh, maybe he could do Special Olympics. But, yeah, he's so violent that there wouldn't be
anything
left.
Hey, that's dope. He'd probably kick some ass out there.
He'd probably really kick ass.
That yeah, but kid, he's still so young.
Yeah, he's got my temper.
Uh-oh.
So, but he's only 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a little bit to go yet.
Yeah. Just hope he gets your sense of humor.
I hope so.
Yeah, he'll be a treat then.
That's a coping mechanism.
Exactly.
So, you know, humor helps you cope. Yeah, he...
Exactly.
This past 2 weeks was just him and the next oldest, and it was... my next oldest doesn't realize that my youngest can kick his ass. And, you know, and I love my next oldest, you know, he's my child, but if he would have grown up with us, he wouldn't have survived. I keep telling him, you can't snitch. You got to stop snitching. You know, you can't snitch and you can't sis because they're going to beat you up. And then they were sitting up on the top bunk and Noah was whining about a blanket or something and he didn't have enough of it. So Brayden just grabbed it and flipped him off the bed. I was like, oh no. And, yeah, so, and then John looks at me and he's like, if that's not your child, I don't know who is. He kicks ass.
Nice.
So, he could do some herd thinning, but, you know, and then everybody's just kind of like, what do you do to them? Why are they so mean? I don't do anything to them that wasn't done to me, and I'm just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So to speak.
Yeah. Well, they call me misaligned. She's misaligned.
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 Well, yeah. Yeah, it pays though. You know, when you're usually, you know, you get to be the black sheep out. You know, everybody's so down all the time. And I figured the best way to really get people when you're having a bad moment is to just bring something, just say something ludicrous. It's completely awful. You know, we took a family trip to Philadelphia one time, and we were going up Route 301, which you get on, Route 50 to 270 to go up to Pennsylvania from there. And we were going up, and this guy had committed suicide on the side of the highway. He'd hung himself. And
oh,
we were all in the wagon.
Wow.
And everybody got quiet. We had just stopped, and I got pissed off because I had just gotten this ice cream, and it was so good, and I was like, my stomach is sick. I can't eat it now. But I just looked, and everybody was so quiet, and I was like, what? He just wanted to hang around.
Yikes.
That was one of those ones where they take their shoe off and reach over the seat to beat you.
Oh, wow.
Melissa, wait a minute. You say you're in a wagon in Pennsylvania. Is there something you haven't told us?
Oh, no. On the way to Pennsylvania, not Amish, but we have a lot of them. They live around here.
Gotcha. Okay, I was just checking.
Just making sure.
Hey, we're not all Amish in Pennsylvania. Not all of us.
But I know a couple with pretty sick sense of humor do, so. I go to the market all the time and I talk to them and we go there to get our vegetables.
Oh, I'm sure they're great. I mean, so much better than you can get. I mean, because they're not using all sorts of nasty pesticides. I mean, yeah, I mean, we have farmers markets here too. I mean, but the Amish farmers market, I'm sure, is way better.
Yeah.
Well, they sell everything from vegetables and cookies and pies and fruits and
handmade
animals.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, if you see a honey badger, pick me one up.
Honey badger. I'll have to ask, do you guys carry honey badgers here?
Yeah, there you go.
You're like, what?
Remember that for next time.
That could be your next prize.
That's right. A live honey badger. A little live one, yes, instead of a stuffed one, yeah.
What you do is you don't take the best, then you take the most annoying person out of the group and you send it to them.
There you go.
AFB gets a live honey badger.
You get the live honey badger. You win.
You won.
By the time it gets there, it's going to be nice and hungry, too. You know?
Yeah.
That'd be like putting a piranha in someone's toilet.
Oh, my God.
thought about doing that.
Obviously.
Till now.
Obviously, you never thought about that. Yeah, it just kind of comes out now. Make me mad as hell. PA Team would like to thank Melissa for sharing with us. And of course, Brian Kilpatrick and Jenny Coe, part of the PA Team. Special thanks to Matt Kennett for use of his song. Thanks for listening to the PA Podcast, found at thepapodcast.com and on iTunes and Stitcher. Have a good evening.